This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Beef cattle producers in Illinois should block off a couple days this summer to attend University of Illinois Extension Field Days. Todd Gleason has more on the program scheduled across the state.
U of I professionals and others will update research results and provide farm tours of three Illinois beef cattle off-campus facilities. University of Illinois Extension beef specialist Travis Mateer says the beef cattle field days will be held at the Dixon Springs Ag Center in Simpson, Illinois, the Orr Research Center in Perry, and the Dudley Smith Farm outside Paint.
Basically, the field days that are coming up, the producers will have an opportunity to engage with the researchers themselves, grad students, and then extension specialists like myself. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the grazing research, the supplementation frequency that we've had going on at the Dudley Smith Research Farm, also corn stock grazing. And Dudley Smith Farm is really known for that systems type research involving corn production, soybean production, those row crop production methods, along with a cattle operation. So there's a unique dynamic there at the Dudley Smith Farm that all of our research will trace back to. There's always interesting topics to discuss at the Dudley Smith Field Day.
The Dudley Smith Field Day will be held Tuesday, June the 24th at the farm in Christian County near Paina, Illinois. The program will start with registration at 9:30 a.m. Discussions on grazing management and supplementing cows on pasture will be featured with a tour of the farm following the discussions.
Other opportunities at the Orr and Dixon Springs research facilities. We'll talk about beef cattle production strategies, some new lease costs, winter feeding options, and some grazing of fescue and strategies to deal with fescue grass. Certainly all really topics that can benefit the profit of beef cattle producers.
The Dixon Springs Field Day will be held Thursday, July the 31st at the Dixon Springs Agricultural Center in Simpson, Illinois. That's in southern Illinois. The meeting will start at 5 p.m. The program will focus on reproductive, nutritional, and forage research conducted at Dixon Springs. The Orr Research Center Field Day will be held Wednesday, September the 3rd. That's at the John Wood Community College Ag Center just off Illinois Route 104 outside of Perry. The event will start at 5 p.m. as well. After discussion on management strategies and an update on research at the Orr Center, participants will be shuttled to the farm just a mile south and have the opportunity to tour that facility. Another opportunity for Southern Illinois producers is the Southern Illinois Beef Day. That'll be held on Friday, July the 18th at the Applied Science Center at Rind Lake Community College in Ina. Registration starts at 8:30 a.m. Topics include antibiotic issues and their effect on the cattle industry, non-nutritional reasons why cattle are not pregnant, and financial and forage production benefits of adaptive high stock density grazing. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Anyone attached to FFA kids can probably safely say that they're proud of them, but few people are more proud than the teachers of these FFA students. I spoke with Rick Spencer from Gillespie about the successes his FFA students have had in the recent months.
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to these kids. I've had a lot of successful kids over the years, but I came in just for the fact that these kids have been special and I've lost some to graduation, and I wanted to make sure I give credit where credit's due. I know every ag department, every ag teacher can brag about kids, and I urge them to do that, and I urge them to recognize them either on the radio or newspaper to get the word out about agriculture and the successes of kids in FFA. But my senior kids this year that have been exceptional. I'm going to start with Stephanie Harkey. Stephanie Harkey was on the second place state ag mechanics team this year. She was a second place electrician at state ag mechanics contest. And she was also on the fourth place state horticulture judging team and did very well there. She's planning on going to Illinois State University to major in agribusiness. And her ultimate goal is to become a farm broadcaster. So she's looking forward to that. Shelby Hine, another senior that was very successful, got her state degree this year at the state FFA convention. Her plans are to go to Northland College in Wisconsin to major in agriculture. She's been very instrumental, along with Stephanie, the last couple of years, being my president and vice presidents, Stephanie and Shelby, of getting all the programs done for our chapter. And Shelby was on the state horticulture team that placed fourth, and Shelby also placed first in the district horticulture judging team with her flower arrangement. So we not only won the section, but they won the district down at Carbondale and then placed fourth in the state in the horticulture. So Stephanie Shelby had a big part of that as being the seniors. Lane Kanoki, who's also a senior, he graduated, was also on that horticulture judging team that was very successful. Also on that state horticulture judging team was Marissa Harkey. She's only a sophomore. And also Nicole Miller, who's a junior. And Nicole, I'll just mention Nicole because she's going to be a senior this coming up year, and she's going to be my president. And she's looking forward to that. And I'm looking for big things out of her. She is very active in section contests and activities. And her goal is to get her state degree next year and hopefully get she's planning to get Star Farmer Award. So she's very active in FFA. My other seniors that I'd like to mention, Aaron Carlock, Tyler Whitfield, Kyle Reed, Jerry Kreitz, they've all participated in a lot of different activities. So I also want to mention with Kyle Reed, Kyle has been very active the last 4 years. He was on the second place state ag mechanics team as my tractor mechanic, and he placed sixth overall. And Kyle has a unique opportunity here. He got accepted down at Truck Center in Troy. They want to bypass him going to Lincoln Tech, and he's going to save all that money, and they're going to train him to be a truck technician. And so that's like a $30,000 opportunity for him, and he's excited about it. I'm excited for him. So that's a great opportunity for Kyle. Also, Jerry Kreitz, who's a senior of mine, I wanted to mention him. He placed first in the state ag mechanics welding area, placed fifth in the Midwest Technical Institute Flight A competition, which was a very tough competition. He had a chance to overhead TIG weld, had to take pipe, which is very difficult to do. So Jerry's been very successful this year with his welding, and he's planning on going to Lewis and Clark to be a state policeman, but he also wants to minor in welding. So I'm also going to mention Nathan Dickinson. Nathan placed first in the Midwest Technical Institute welding competition in Flight B, which is basically overhead E7018 welding. He also won an $18,000 tuition waiver through MTI through a competition. Nathan is very talented, and I look, you know, all these kids that I've been mentioning and talking about are going to be an asset to every industry that they go into, whether it's agriculture, welding, whatever it may be. So I'm going to go back to the horticulture competition because I didn't mention everybody there. I mentioned Stephanie and Shelby was on the team, and Nicole Miller and Lane Kanoki, and then also Marissa Harkey is a big part of that. But also on the second place state ag mechanics team, I mentioned Jerry Kreitz placing first in welding, Stephanie Harkey placing second in electricity. Jacob Alipra, who's only a junior, placed third overall in the carpentry at state competition, which is a great opportunity for him to come back next year, and he's looking forward to he wants to get first. And of course, rounding out that second place ag mechanics team was Nicole Miller was fifth in surveying at state, and then Kyle Reed was sixth in tractor power. So I also want to mention that Nicole Miller and Stephanie Harkey and Marissa Harkey were all three in the state band this year at state FFA convention, so they were excited about that. And unfortunately, are not going to get the opportunity to go to national state band, but they were excited to be in our national band, but state band.
That sounds great. So I assume a few of your kids went down to the state convention, and did they enjoy themselves there?
They had a great time. Stephanie and Nicole and Marissa had a chance to stay there all 3 days. Of course, they had to practice quite a bit with the band. The band sounded great, and I was very impressed that first day because they bring them together on that Tuesday. They have to practice that morning, and then that afternoon, they jump right into the fire and they're playing as a group. And I thought they sounded really well. The band director does a super job, but the kids really had a good time. They get a chance to meet new kids and play together, of course.
And just talking about all of these competitions and how for many of these or a few of these kids, it's going to lead to a job or led them right into their next step in life. I think it's really important that everybody notices that these competitions can really take the kids very far, especially, I think it was Kyle you said, is going to be surpassing having to pay for college and go straight into the workforce. That is a fabulous opportunity if people can do that nowadays with the cost of college.
Oh, that's for sure. As a parent myself, I think that would be an awesome opportunity. And Kyle has a great work ethic, and he'll do a good job out there. And that's the thing. One of the things I try to press upon kids is to have a good work ethic. And I, you know, not every student or every individual wants to go to college. And I encourage every student to go to college. But if you don't go to college, at least go to a trade school and specialize in something like Midwest Technical Institute in Springfield. They not only have welding, they have HVAC with heating and cooling. They have a massage therapy. They have dental assisting. You know, and it's an opportunity not only for guys but for the girls to go there and get, you know, specialized in a 9 or 10 month program and then be out and specialize in an area. You got Rankin Technical College down in St. Louis. I've had students go down there and they get in and out of there in 2 years and they're out making more money than the students that are still in college for 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, there's great opportunities. And like I said, some of these kids will definitely be assets into the ag industry.
Sometimes it's much more worthwhile instead of taking out all of these loans to go get a degree, to go to a trade school and do something that's really valuable and needed in communities.
Well, it's unbelievable what college costs today. I was checking out, I won't mention the colleges, but you're talking $20,000, $30,000 a year to go to some of these colleges. And by the time you're out, you're paying, you're in a hole $100,000+. And, you know, granted, they'll give you 6 months or so. Once you get a job, you can start paying that back. But with a trade school, for example, you can start earning money pretty quick. And with welding, for example, I know some of the kids have gotten out making $20, $30. I was just up at MTI the other day for a workshop, and Mike Casper mentioned that there was one student started welding at $24 an hour, and they were getting $100 a day per diem. And that's, you know, that's awesome for a 21-year-old young man. I think the one he was talking about, he was 19. So that's a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's a fabulous deal. And even for those who are going to be going to four-year colleges, opportunities like this can lead to scholarships.
Oh, sure. And Stephanie, I mentioned Stephanie earlier. Stephanie got a $2,000 scholarship through the FFA organization. And that's one of the first ones I think I've ever gotten in my 20-some years of teaching. And but that just goes to show you what type of student Stephanie is. I mean, she done a lot through FFA, and she was always happy and excited about what she was doing. She was a good leader, and like I said, she'll do a good job in ag business. And I hope she continues her career as a farm broadcaster, because she'll do a really good job.
I'm always continuously impressed whenever I hear about FFA students from across the state. So congratulations on having such a good student class and doing such a good job instructing them.
I appreciate that very much. I just want to mention, too, about Shelby Hines. She's continuing what she's doing, landscaping. She took on a job here towards the end of the school year, putting in a memorial garden for Lana Odorizzi. Lana unfortunately passed away of cancer, and she was a teacher at Gillespie Elementary as a PE teacher, and all the students and teachers loved her. And anyway, Shelby took that on to make a design, and they're putting in a memorial garden behind the school, and Shelby's taking that on and doing a really nice job, and I think everyone's excited about that.
Again, that was Rick Spencer from Gillespie talking about his FFA students. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.